Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. To connect with us, go to legacynb.com. Now enjoy some teaching, healing, and prophetic ministry from one of our Encounter and Equip services.
You guys can be seated. The Lord shared that there were people in the room who were still dealing with stuff in their hearts, and during worship in the first service, I felt his heart for people in the room, and it was broken. I don't feel the same now. I can't make it happen the second service like it did the first one, but I'm just telling you, his heart is aching for his sons and daughters. And he just basically said that we've let our hearts grow cold. Now, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus, okay? No guilt, no shame in the kingdom. But there is a place of repentance and a place where he's drawing us in for more of him. And his heart was in pain. If that can even make sense. But his heart was in pain over our hearts growing dull. That we can get used to doing church every Sunday. We can get used to going through the motions. Even those of us who've known the Lord for a really long time, our hearts can grow cold. And it didn't even have to be ice cold. It's just numb or dull and not turned up all the way, right? Like at volume 7 out of 10 or whatever it is. Like whatever that is. Will you just close your eyes for me for just a moment? I just want to give the Lord some time. If there's anyone here in the room that he's talking to right now, I just want to give you a moment, because our hearts should be moved every time we think about him. Every time we sing a song where we worship him and declare him High King of Heaven. Every time we say that we surrender all. Every time we praise the one who saved our lives. I remember God. I know where I was before you. I know where I would be without you. No shame, no guilt, but as pure love pursuing your heart and wanting to turn up the heat, the fire of his love over you. So we thank you, God, that you are pursuing us. You're pursuing us. Thank you, Lord. Just let your heart lean in. I just encourage you, just take a moment. Close your eyes and focus. Focus on him. He's here. This is why we've gathered. It's to be in his presence. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you that you're so good. And you're so kind. You pursue us. I thank you, Jesus, that you don't want our hearts to grow cold or complacent. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, where there's any place where we've just gone through motions, where we've numbed any place in our heart or cut off a place, where we've allowed hurt or disappointment or something to come in, or just got lukewarm. Forgive us, God. Would you release right now a fresh fire, a fresh hunger in our hearts for you, Lord? You're the one that we want, God. There's no one like you. We don't want religion, Lord. Forgive us for the spirit of religion. We don't want religion. We need you. Release a fresh fire, a fresh hunger for your spirit, for your word, for truth, for the wholeness that you paid for, Jesus. Jesus, you deserve the reward that is due to you. And your reward is us. The fullness of us walking out everything that you say we are. Help, Holy Spirit, come. Come and have your way this morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So I want to share with you something I feel like the Lord wants to do again in this service. And I'll start with, I grew up in a denomination that didn't talk about, we talked about Jesus a lot, we talked about the Father, but we didn't talk about the Holy Spirit. And I'll confess to you that when I first met Holy Spirit and found out about him, I was mad. I was mad for a couple of reasons. One, I feel like I'd missed out on many a years without Holy Spirit and all the things of the kingdom that I didn't know about. And I was also kind of mad that the enemy is able to bring a doctrine of demons, a cessationism, into complete area of the body of Christ where they don't have the power of the Holy Spirit in the sense that, in the fullness that they have available to them. They just don't know what they don't know. I didn't know what I didn't know. And I was in a Methodist church, actually, a Spirit-filled Methodist church, and we were in a women's Bible study, and Caitlin was really young. She was a baby, less than a year old. And Mama Lynn Waters asked that morning, and she says, "Hey, I feel like I'm supposed to pray for anybody to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Does anybody here not speak in tongues or have their prayer language yet?" And I said, "I don't, and I want to understand," right? I didn't understand. So I want to share with you, this is our last Sunday of the month. We call it the Encounter Sunday. Not that we don't encounter God every day and every Sunday, but we specifically set aside the last Sunday to be able to equip and train and empower and activate you in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I felt like today the Lord said to really talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because so many don't know and aren't walking in the fullness of what's available to them. And that was the ache in his heart for us this morning. The ache in his heart that our hearts have either grown dull or cold or lukewarm or just aren't at the fullness of where he wants us to be. Like, he wants it more than we do, you know? So I'm in this Bible study. I'm the youngest one there at the time. And all these spiritual mamas and grandmothers were there. And Mama Lynn decided to pray. And, of course, she wanted to make sure everybody was saved first. So we got to be saved first, because you got to get Jesus first. You have to completely give your life over to Jesus first. Now, when you get Jesus, you get the Holy Spirit, okay? You get the Holy Spirit in you. For you is an incorruptible seed that is going to be in you, within you. That's how God speaks to you. Okay, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit can't be separated. The Trinity, you got it when you said yes to Jesus. You understand? But there's a spirit that comes upon you. There's spirit that's in you for you, and then there's also a spirit that comes upon you. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is what empowered Jesus to be able to do all the things that he did. Everything he did, Scripture says he did as a man. He was fully God, yes, but he emptied himself to be fully man, to be led and empowered by the Holy Spirit in the same way that you and I can. Jesus is perfect theology. And he said, "Greater things will you do than even I've done, because I'm going to go away to the Father, and he's going to send you the Comforter, the Paraclete, the Counselor, Holy Spirit." Amen? Okay. So now we talk about the different gifts of Holy Spirit on Encounter Sunday, and we're going to do that again today, but it's hard to talk about the gifts of Holy Spirit if we don't talk about Holy Spirit himself, okay? So when you are prayed for, oops, wrong chapter, there we go. I'm going to read you a couple scriptures. If you read your Bible, in the book of Acts especially, it did not stop there, okay? Like, we're chapter 19 or 20 or whatever. I don't remember the last chapter in Book of Acts, but we're the next chapter, okay? It's ongoing and continuing. He didn't stop. So healing is for today, miracles for today. The gifts, all the gifts are available to you. When you get Holy Spirit, you get all the gifts. You know that, right? You have access to all the gifts. Now, he may pass them out however he pleases in portions or whatever. Some you're going to be more gifted in some things than other things. You're going to have a propensity for that. It's just how it works. However, when you have Holy Spirit, you have access to all the gifts, and he'll use you at any time. If you're available, he'll walk right through you and give you a gift that you didn't have before that moment because the other person needs your gift. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to read to you just a couple of verses. There's a whole lot of them, but I'm going to read to you a couple of them. This one, the first one is in Acts chapter 8, now in verse 14. Now when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent them, Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For he, listen to this verse, verse 16, for he had not yet fallen upon any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they began laying their hands on them, and they were receiving the Holy Spirit. Now, this is later, if you read, this is when Simon the sorcerer sees what's going on. He's like, ooh, I want that. And he tries to buy it and gives them money. And they're like, eh, you know, that's not how it works. So Acts 19, Paul's at Ephesus. It happened while Apollos was at Corinth. Paul passed through the upper country and came to Ephesus and found some disciples. And he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they said to him, no, we've not even heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. That was me. Now, again, I know that when they baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, like that's when we heard it and where I grew up. But I love this question from Paul. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Again, he's not talking about you get Holy Spirit in you with Jesus. He's talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit upon you, the empowering, the equipping part that comes. And they said, no, we'd not even heard whether there was a Holy Spirit. And he said, into what then were you baptized? And they said, into John's baptism. Paul said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in him who was coming after him, that is in Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking with tongues and prophesying. So you get Holy Spirit, you get the gifts. Do you understand? And so I'll stop right there. But the point is I feel like I need to share with you this story because there are those of you who need, a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. We all need it all the time. We leak out. Do y'all know that? When we go, we leak out. So we need to be filled afresh with the Holy Spirit. Paul says, be filled and keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit, okay? But he's given us gifts, and one of them, Paul talks about it. I don't have time to preach it, but if you go through 1 Corinthians 12 through 14 and read it line by line, 12 through 14, chapter 13 is the love chapter. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it's not rude, it's not selfish, it keeps no record of wrongs, right? Everybody knows that one from like weddings and things. Well, that's the meat in the sandwich between 12 and 14. If you read through the entire thing, what Paul is talking about is you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But if I speak in the tongue of men and of angels but have not love, I'm a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. It doesn't matter if you have all the gifts if you don't have love. So love is the greatest gift. Understand this. Love is the greatest gift. So you got to know Jesus and his love for you so you can love other people. And if you'll just love people really well, Holy Spirit's going to show up anyway, okay? But you can have all the gifts, but if you don't have love, it's nothing. It doesn't matter what gifts you have. You know, there are lots of pre-Christians who are gifted who don't have Holy Spirit or know Jesus, but they have gifts, but it's not empowered by the Holy Spirit, okay? And so Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you. I'd rather that you prophesy because it edifies, right? It edifies the body, but I speak in tongues more than all of you. And Paul did a whole lot of things. He wrote a whole lot of the Bible. He did a lot of things, okay? And so I'm thinking if he speaks in tongues more than all of us, right? He'd rather us prophesy because it edifies people. But what does the speaking in tongue part do? It edifies you. When you're praying in a tongue, now let me clarify something because this is something I didn't understand before either. One of the gifts when you speak in tongues, if it's a prophecy, a declaration, a proclamation, if it's a teaching, it needs to be interpreted. Okay, so if someone got up and they shouted a tongue, it's for the whole congregation, right? Like it's a message, okay? It's a message of the Lord that then needs interpretation. It may not be an exact translation, but there's an interpretation that will follow, right? Sometimes the same person, or it can be a different person. That's one of the other gifts of Holy Spirit. Now, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, though, comes upon you. All the gifts are available, like I said, what? For other people. But there is a filling inside of you when Holy Spirit is in you, for you, as you pray in your prayer language. It's another way when you talk about speaking in tongues, it's a way for you to edify yourself. That's why Paul said, strengthen yourself in your inner man by you speaking in tongues, praying with your prayer language. That's what it is, okay? So what it does is it bypasses your mind. I can pray in English for a really long time and then I'll run out of words. I don't know about you, but I do. I run out of words. So then I go into the Bible and I'll pray the Bible sometimes in passages. I'm telling you, the fastest way then to shift is to pray in tongues. And I believe that this is a corporate word for this season right now. I feel like the Lord has shared it in the last couple of weeks for me over and over. And I feel like that's why we need to do this today, is because it is a weapon that the body of Christ is not using. It is a weapon, it is a tool, it is a sword. It is the thing that gives you access to the Holy Spirit, and you are praying what he is praying. How about that? Like, if you don't know what to pray, let's pray what Holy Spirit's praying. Like the Bible says, Jesus is praying and interceding for us, and Holy Spirit is praying for us with groans, which words can't even express. So if I don't know what to pray, I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to pray in tongues. I'm going to pray in the Holy Spirit, because he knows exactly what to pray. And scripture says that we're uttering the very mysteries of God when we do it. We're uttering the mysteries of God. And I can tell you testimonies, but I don't have time today, but I can tell you testimonies where people have prayed in tongues and it was actually another language someone was able to interpret. They were like blessing their meal and started praying in tongues, and then someone nearby could hear them and they start weeping, and all of a sudden they're like, what just happened? Right? Found a translator. Like I'm telling you, it can be in the men or of angels, the tongue. We don't always know, okay? Sometimes you can know, sometimes you won't know, and sometimes it'll change. You'll start with maybe a few syllables. When you start it, just like anything else, any of the other gifts that we practice, we have to practice. There's a muscle that has to be used, okay? If you don't use that muscle, it's going to atrophy. So it's like anything else. When we talk about, if we don't pray for healing, can God heal sovereignly? Absolutely. But he wants us to pray for healing and do something about it so that healing will show up. So we're going to pray for healing, and we're going to prophesy. We're going to go after all the other gifts that are available, but this is one. The Lord was like, how are you to walk in all the gifts if you're not even baptized in the Holy Spirit, and we don't even recognize that we have a weapon that we aren't using, and that a lot of the body of Christ thinks is just weird or demonic or whatever it is, and they just don't understand because they just haven't been taught. They just don't know. You don't know what you don't know, but there is access to God himself inside of you that will flow out of you. And part of the testimony that happened with me, it's all I can do is share you my testimony. You can either believe me or you don't, right? So it's my testimony that when I was in this Bible study class, Mama Lynn said, okay, let me pray for you. Let me make sure you're saved. She knew I was saved, but she just had to go through her, checklist. Make sure you're saved. Make sure you have Jesus. We know Holy Spirit's in you. And now she prayed, laid hands upon me. And nothing really happened. I didn't feel anything. There wasn't fire. There wasn't explosions and whatever. Like there was nothing else. Okay. No manifestations or anything else happened. I just, okay, by faith. Right. And she says, now do it. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, there was another lady that was in the group, and she was at another denominational church that doesn't talk about this and is cessationist. And I said, well, hold a second. How did you get it? You didn't raise your hand. She's like, Cindy, for 20 years, I laid on my bed and I just did this. Like she just opened up her mouth and was just like, just fill me, Lord. Like, she just thought it was just going to be like a possession, like a takeover or whatever. And sometimes people have that experience, okay? Just like all of us have a different salvation experience. Some of us came of it just by prayer, by study, by whatever it is. Some people had radical encounters with God. Like, there's a number of different ways that it can happen. Don't get me wrong. Just telling you my story. Nothing happened. She just said, you're just going to have to practice what little few syllables you get. You just practice them. It's a muscle that you have to use. And you use it by faith, and then the Spirit will come, okay? And so as we did that or whatever, she also said, now it's going to sound like gibberish, like your daughter when she was little, and she says stuff to you and she knows exactly what she's saying, but you have no idea. But she's talking to you, like in her little babble. That's just what it is. It's going to sound like Suzuki, Yamaha. It's going to have a little syllable like that. So then I'm practicing, okay, an hour a day, just practicing by faith. That's what I was told to do, just a few little syllables or whatever, doing my makeup, practicing, praying in the car, whatever, just doing things. And then we had a college ministry time at our house or whatever when Chris and I were overseeing a college ministry. And we had Baptist Church of Christ and Methodist kids all in there. And the Lord said, for college, we need to pray for healing. You start just kind of lining up the scriptures. And one kid was there, and he had some different things going on in his body. We were praying for healing. And so as we began to pray for him, we all kind of circled around him. We began to pray for him. And this is when I felt it rise up. You could just feel it bubble up. It's like a river inside of you just begins to bubble up. It started to bubble up. And I was like, oh, no. My brain's like, oh, no, not here, not now. Like, I haven't taught them. We haven't had the lesson, right? Like, I'm going to freak them out. And he's like, now, right? And so it's like, okay. So here it is. I could feel it rising up inside of me. And I'm like, okay, so I need to say something. I had about 30 seconds, I could tell. It's like, okay, so I know I haven't really talked about this, but I feel like I'm supposed to start speaking in tongues right now and pray in my prayer language, blah, 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 and then just kind of came out, right? And so I just start praying in tongues over this kid, and then I start, this is, y'all, before I ever even knew a lot of the stuff about the prophetic or anything, it's just, this is how it got activated. It just rose up inside of me, and I start praying over him, and it went on for a couple of minutes, and I saw in my vision, the Lord said to put my thumb in the middle of his palms to grab his hands while we were praying, and so I did, and I saw the vision of God doing a blood transfusion through me, through him. He was doing this blood transfusion. I saw a flash of an Indian headdress, like a chief feather headdress, and I saw the word warrior. I didn't know what to do with that. I just saw it. Just happened, right? So I get done praying. It just kind of, just as it bubbled up, it kind of came back down, right? I was like, okay. And then, of course, I'm like, oh, no, right, in my head. And then so immediately, because my amazing husband, when I first started, going after this, it's a little weird, right? We're kind of new to it. And he's like, no, thanks. I'll just stick to this, But he began to search the scriptures. So the minute that all that was going, I was like, now what do I do? And then here comes Chris. He's like, okay, let's look at the Bible, blah, blah. And he already had the lesson ready because he had been studying on his own, like trying to figure this stuff out, right? That we were new to this. And so he taught it wonderfully or whatever. And then as we were talking to the kid, he got healed, by the way. He was healed of the pain stuff. He had an ankle and something else, shoulder or something. And he's like, well, why did you stick your fingers in my hands? I'm curious. I was like, I don't know. I just saw that the Lord told me to do that. I just felt like I was to do that. And I showed him the picture of everything. And he said, well, he had confessed that he had been messing around with like new age stuff and chakras and things like that. So the Lord was cleansing all of that to bring the healing. And then he said, and his middle name, which was Native American, I couldn't pronounce it for you, but the name means warrior. Like that was his name, his middle name that the Lord was giving to him. And I didn't even know how to give him that prophetic word. I just told him the picture. Like I wasn't trained then. Do you know what I mean? But why am I saying this to you? Because when you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, like whatever comes out of me is like my little words, my little syllables are blue. Just imagine that. What's coming out of my mouth is just blue. It's just like prophecy. It's just an encouraging word. If I just say an encouraging word, it's just an encouraging word. Until and unless God decides, yes, I agree, and here comes his red on my blue, and it turns into purple, and it turns into something supernatural. Do you understand? That's how it works. When I pray for healing and I lay hands, I can't heal anybody, but I'm saying things I'm coming into agreement with, I know to be true about the word, right, and what's in the kingdom and what's available, and he says yes, and a healing takes place. That's all I know that happens. It's not me that does it. That's how all the gifts operate. So that's what we're going to do today. If there's anybody in here who does not have their prayer language, right, we can all, I'm going to pray and everybody will get an infilling here in a moment. But I want to pray specifically for anybody who feels like they don't have their prayer language. They don't speak in tongues. They want a prayer language so that they can strengthen themselves in the Lord. That is not selfish. This is a weapon. It's a weapon of war. I worship in this, in my prayer language. I'll pray in it. I'll war with it. There's different energy that will come out of you as you're praying, just like you're praying in English. Sometimes you're going to go after war over something, right? And then other times you're going to weep as you pray or whatever. You'll travail. It's the same thing when you're doing it in tongues. The Spirit's going to lead you. Is there anybody here that wants to be prayed for to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and to be able to receive their prayer language? Anybody in the room? Come on up. Just you? Come sit up front. I'm just going to have you sit up front. Is there anybody else? Okay. Good? Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. Those of you who have a prayer language, I'm going to ask you to pray in your prayer language out loud in just a moment as we pray. I'm going to do exactly what Mama Lynn did to me, okay? You know you're saved. You have Jesus. I know you, so I know that. Or whatever. And so I'm just going to pray. And as I pray over her to release the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then I'm going to start speaking in tongues. I want all of you to speak in tongues out loud and begin to pray with me. And then what you're going to do is you're going to say some syllables. And as I know this is a little stretching and you're the only one up here, but I always put the microphone in front of you. Can't just go and then come out by themselves. So you have to actually say some syllables, right? And then as we do that for a little while, okay, we're going to give her some time and just get allow her to practice a little bit. And then we're just going to move into worship. Because I know for me, once I shift into worship, I can't strive in worship. I move into that place of the Spirit, right? So you begin to sing in your prayer language, whatever syllables you get, even if it's the same little syllables. And does that make sense? Okay, so we're just going to do that now. So, Father, I just thank you right now. We just release your Spirit over Raina, Father. Just baptize her right now. A fresh infilling. We just call her Spirit within her to rise up above her body and her soul. Fill her, Father, and release the gifts within her. Release the gifts within her, Father, as we pray, Father. Release her prayer language. Release her tongue right now in Jesus' name. Now you have to say something, just anything that comes to your mind. It'll feel like you're making it up, and that's okay. You got to give your blue. Keep going. Keep praying out loud. Got it. Let's just move in. Just move into worship now. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, God. We worship you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now fill us fresh right now, Father. Fill us fresh. Holy Spirit, come. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give us wisdom and revelation into the knowledge of you and all that you are and all that you have for us. All that Jesus paid for. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so now I just encourage you. It's okay. Yeah, give him a clap offering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Raina, for being brave. Listen, any of you guys can do that. I know some of you may have wanted to do that. You can do it on your own. You can do it with other people. But I want to encourage you guys to pray with people and ask them. If Mama Lynn had never asked in that Bible study, I was in that Bible study for a while. And then she just all of a sudden asked, right? And I would have never received it. I would have never known had she had not taught me. I'll tell you another testimony. I didn't get a chance to share this with First Service. But I know Patricia King, when she had shared, when Chris and I went to a conference, and that's where Chris actually received his prayer language, Patricia said that she only got like three little syllables, so she just practiced her three little syllables, Antiki, Antiki, Antiki. She just practiced these three little syllables over and over for an hour a day. She talked about another man who only got a couple of syllables, and he practiced again an hour a day. It's just what people say to do to practice. And so they did an hour a day, and then he went to an international prayer thing and broke up into little teams or whatever, and they were practicing just kind of praying for different things or whatever. And then they said, hey, let's just all pray in the Spirit. So he sheepishly took his two or three little syllables that he had been using or whatever, and he starts saying them very quietly under his breath. And a lady next to him goes, hey, what are you saying? And he's like, oh, yeah, I've only got like a couple syllables. I'm kind of new at this. And she's like, no, say it again. And so he said his syllables or whatever. She's like, the word you're saying is power in my native language. I don't know where she was from, but the word he had been praying for an hour a day for almost a year was the word power, 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 power. Now, she said the testimony is he's now operates in power evangelism because of that. The faith kind of added to that. It's like, oh, God is super intentional. And even with Chris's story, you know, like when he received his prayer language, like he was saying some syllables that he was hearing around him as we were practicing, and the Lord told him, no, stop and listen. And the Lord gave him a couple of more syllables, and he ended up giving him some syllables out of the full, the solfege, you know, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, solfege of music. Well, because it was comfortable for him, it was something that he knew. And it's like the Father's like, well, wouldn't I give you something that would be comfortable for you so that you would receive, right? So the Father knows exactly where you're at with wherever it is. This is weird for some people. I know it's different for some people. It certainly was for me. I know a lot of people in the church talk about this being demonic or weird or whatever it is, but listen to me. It's the very raw power of God. It is the Holy Spirit empowering you, working in you, strengthening yourself. Just read your Bible. Just read your Bible, right? If you read your Bible, especially if you read in the book of Acts, there's no way around it. Like, it's in there. Amen? Amen. All right, let's just give a clap offering to the Lord. We just thank you, Father. Thank you for Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to encourage you guys, if you haven't been, even if you have your language and you use it whenever, I'm gonna encourage you with a challenge. I say that word, it's kind of strong sometimes when I say I challenge you, right? So I encourage you, out of my face, I encourage you, right? Pray in tongues for at least an hour a day. See what's going to happen. See what's going to happen. You start praying in tongues for an hour a day. You see what's going to happen. Your heart's going to shift into different things, different places, different people or whatever. And you start praying in the Spirit. You watch what's going to happen. Your sword goes from this little bitty knife. It just starts growing. Okay. And when we do it corporately, when we sing in the Spirit, or when we do it corporately, like we were just doing, we might've been praying to encourage Raina and help her not feel weird being the only one up here doing it. But you know what? You guys were just edifying yourself by doing it. We were declaring the mysteries of God in the house, right? I mean, come on. I just feel the angels in the room. I don't know if you guys do, but I feel them because they're attracted to what Holy Spirit is doing. So we're going to go after healing this morning as well. So I'm just going to take a moment. Does anybody have, let me get the words of knowledge from the prayer team first. If you guys feel like you have any words of knowledge is a gift of the Holy Spirit that comes. He will sometimes tell you in your body. So some of you may have a word of knowledge in your body, like there's an ache or a pain you didn't have until you got to church, and all of a sudden it's there. Sometimes that's how the Lord will tell you. I know that sounds weird, but that's sometimes how it works. Or it's just an impression. However else the Lord talks to you, you might get an impression, a thought, a picture of something or whatever. Go ahead and come on up and release the one that you gave this morning.
The one that I got this morning when I woke up was that Satan was trying to steal the breath of the church. We all know someone that's had problems with breathing. And God says, my ruach, my breath, is stronger. It gives you life. So he was trying to steal the physical breath, but God is breathing the spiritual breath, his spirit, into each and every one of us. So if you would, please, let's all do a spiritual act. Take a deep breath in of the Spirit of God in through your nose like you're breathing in chocolate chip cookie smell, because that's what I think his breath smells like. And then blow it out. And just now when she was talking about sympathy pains, I get those. That's how God speaks to me. Left like sciatic nerve.
If you have any of these, go ahead and stand up. If that's you, if you have sciatic thing or whatever. This morning I had a pain in my right lower back on the right side. So if any of you in here, I know someone was healed of that. Is that you? Go ahead and stand up. If that's you, someone else was healed of that this morning, but it was lower back and on the right side specifically is what I heard. But, you know, you can take any back issues. We did have any place where bones are out of alignment, any arthritis or any itises, osteoporosis, specifically feet, toes, and ankles. Anything going on with feet, toes, and ankles? Respiratory issues, including asthma or COPD. Allergies, please don't give allergies a season. The flu doesn't get a season, right? It all belongs to Jesus, so there's no allergies in Jesus' name. And addiction, really, he wants to go after it all. And you know that he wants to go after everything all the time, right? Because that's heaven, heaven on earth. But again, words of knowledge is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's the way that the Holy Spirit will work, and he'll speak to us to say, hey, this is something that he's doing at this moment. So I'm just going to pray sovereignly. He's already released the word of knowledge, right? So, Father, I thank you for the word of knowledge right now that's been released. We just release healing and say yes to you, God. Would you touch every single person, every body right now? All pain go in Jesus' name. Come into alignment with the kingdom of heaven right now. In Jesus' name, every spirit of affliction must leave now in the name of Jesus. We receive the healing right now. Smear them with your healing right now. In Jesus' name, all pain go. Muscles loosen. Backs come into alignment. Shift right now in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. Now test it out. Test it out. If there's something you couldn't do before, stretch, move around. Kind of just notice if your pain was we usually say on a scale of 0 to 10, if your pain's at a certain level or if you didn't have enough movement or whatever, right? Like, is it any better? If you feel any shift or anything any better, wave one hand at me right now. Okay, God's doing some things. 1, 2, 3, 4 people, 5 people. So we thank you, Lord. Listen, even Jesus prayed twice for a blind man, right? He spit mud in his eye, prayed once. He opened his eyes spiritually, prayed twice. He opened it. So we can pray twice. Okay, so we're going to pray again. So, Father, I thank you again for what you're doing, especially those that are moving right now. Thank you, Father. We bless what you're doing, Holy Spirit. We release your healing in Jesus' name all the way, 100% wholeness. We release the blood of Jesus over each one. Full and total healing, all pain go right now. All arthritis leave now. All inflammation go in Jesus' name. Muscles loosen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now test it out again. And then wave one hand at me if you feel like there's progress. There's progress, wave one hand. And then if you feel completely healed, wave two hands like this. We got one here, yay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you need a healing and you didn't get a word of knowledge, it's okay, stand up. We're going to pray for you too. So if you need a healing in your body, go ahead and stand up. If you don't want to wear glasses or contacts anymore, that can be you too. That's me all the time. Every time we pray, I'm like, heal it, Jesus. I don't want these anymore. Okay, any other things going on in your body? You can live with it if you want to, but you don't have to, right? Okay, now everybody else is the prayer team. So let's go find somebody that's standing. If you guys will pray for them. Let's get up and move, please. Come on, it takes a 4-year-old can pray. Real simple prayers like I just did. Just ask them what they need prayer for, what they want gone, and just tell it to go. Pain go in Jesus' name. Body be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now make sure everybody has someone to pray for them. If you do not have someone to pray for you, will you raise your hand? Raise your hand if you need prayer and you don't have somebody praying for you yet. Okay, let's just take a moment and pray. Extend your hand out, even if you're not too close, go ahead and extend your hand out. We command healing to come now in Jesus' name. All pain go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Leave never to return again. We come against a spirit of fear in Jesus' name. Come against a spirit of heaviness in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We bind and rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Touch their bodies, Father. Release wholeness right now. All pain go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill every vacated place now. All pain go. Mobility come back. Thank you, Lord. More, Lord, more. Now test it out. See if you can test it out. Do something you couldn't do before. Move it around. It's an act of faith. Just test it. It's an act of faith just to move it around. You couldn't do something you couldn't do before. Wiggle it around. Move it around. If it's any better, if you felt a shift, wave one hand at me right here. We have any movement? Wave one hand. Totally healed. Two hands up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, come on. Thank you, Lord. One, two. Any others? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Come on, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate with the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now make sure if you didn't feel a shift yet, it's okay. We have an altar team that's ready to pray for you every single Sunday at the end of service up here. Please don't leave without us praying and contending for you. Contending is not begging. It's being persistent. Okay? It's what Jesus paid for. We don't always understand why some happens instantly, quickly, some over time, over a few times, over a few days. You know, Jesus, when he prayed for the 10 lepers, only one came back to thank him, but they were all healed. It was a 3-day journey to get to Jerusalem before the healing manifested. This is all in our Bible, guys. It's all in the Bible. So thank you, Lord. All right. Prophetic team, if you guys will go ahead and come up and join me. So we have a prophetic team that's going to release some personal prophetic words. We also have a corporate word to be released. If we prophesy over you, remember, I forgot to say this in first service. If we prophesy over you, remember, if someone else gets a word and you're like, oh, that resonates with me, go ahead and ask Jesus about it. It could be for you too, right? He's no respecter of persons. However, we know that the person we're calling out, the word is for that. We may popcorn off of each other a little bit as we give you a word, but if you feel like that's for you, go ahead and grab it. If you get a word, no matter what, though, we always want to make sure that you know your job is to judge and test the word. It's our job to try to hear, to give you the part of the revelation that we know, maybe our interpretation, but really it's on you to interpret and to apply the word, okay? There are more scriptures about you having responsibility to test and receive the word than it is even us to be able to give them, but we do use protocols, and so it must edify, exhort, or bring comfort, okay? We're a new covenant house, and so we believe that it should all come with love like all the other gifts, so who wants to start?
Okay, Chris. When you were over here waving the flag and you wrapped yourself in the flag, God showed me that he was putting his mantle on you, a different mantle, a new mantle, a mantle in his blood, and that this season in your life is going to be the most fruitful that you've ever seen, that you're going to see prodigals come home to him in an amazing way, just through you living your life the way that you do. He's so proud of you, and he loves you so much. And while I was seeing that, this is for all the gray-haired men in here. Your voice is important to the church. God is saying your voice is important to the church. Don't listen to the lies of Satan that is trying to tell you you're too old to be good. You're too old to have anything good to say. Your experience and your voice is very important. We need you. So I speak that over you. I speak boldness. I speak God's direction in your life to be evident to all of the young folks in this church and throughout the body of Christ, that in your life, the people that you have influence over would see God in you.
All right, the gentleman sitting next to Dawson? Yes, you. Awesome. So, what's your name? Sam. Awesome. I'm Erica. I saw a British flag above you, And I felt like the Lord was saying, like, the English were super small, but they took over many nations. And so I feel like the Lord is saying, you know, even though you might have humble beginnings or like, hey, I'm just Sam, you're meant to lead and you're meant to actually influence and change cultures. That's what England did wherever they went. Like, now all those nations kind of like tea because they influenced their culture. So I just bless you that you're a culture changer, that you're an influencer, and that, yes, you are small, but God makes you big. And there's nothing that you can't do. Like, I could see you taking over nations, but, like, with your influence, I have no idea how that's going to happen, but I just bless you, and I release to you influence and leadership and wisdom in that. I thank you, Jesus, for the wisdom, Lord, that he's going to know exactly how to do it and when to do it and how to say it and how to, whatever it is, Lord, I just thank you that every step will be by you. And I just thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Do you happen to be in engineering at all? Okay. So I heard the Lord say that you're a builder and he's given you blueprints like an engineer, though. It's not like when I hear builder, my first thought, this is Cindy, my first thought is Legos. So like you're the master builder, right? Like Lego. So maybe that speaks to you. I don't know. But I see these blueprints or whatever, but they're more complicated. They're not like the simple ones. They're like the more complicated ones or whatever. Yeah, thank you. There's like schematics or whatever that an engineer would use, right? That there's multiple layers to it. Kind of like even like our building thing over there. Like there's a simple plan, but then there's the in-depth one. And I feel like the Lord's given you the ability to be able to see past the surface of things. He's given you the ability to see like three layers deep. And the Lord's going to start using that wisdom for you. He's going to start giving you strategy, and there's a gift of wisdom that is upon that. So I just impart that to you, a gift of wisdom to see what others don't see and to be able to build the kingdom, to be able to build the things that the Lord wants to build. But it's not just in like actual buildings. Like that may be a practical way that it shows up, but I actually feel like you do it in relationship. I feel like you do it with people. I feel like... you know, in the negative, it would be like someone who's a charmer that, you know, just kind of schmoozes or whatever. But you have when she said the word influence is what that is it's an influence. It's a way to be able to reach the hearts of people and to actually build them back up again. So there's just an encouragement, like a son of encouragement, like Barnabas was a son of encouragement. And so I just feel like that's who the Lord says that you are, that you're an encourager, that you're someone who knows to build people up and to be able to re-strengthen them again. So I release that over you in Jesus' name.
And I forgot your name, please. Yours. Lloyd? I apologize. Yeah. Lloyd, no, you're doing good. Jimmy Lloyd? Which first? Jimmy, okay. So, Jimmy, I see... Sorry. I see the banner of legacy over your head, and I hear the word of heart of reconciliation of the Father. You have his heart to reconciliation of your legacy. And I hear Psalms 1:1-3, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. But it's taking a twist in the respect of the key. He's giving you a key today, and he's telling you, and this is a scripture in Ezekiel 37:2-6, that there were dry bones in the area. You've got dry bones within your family that you're praying over and prophesying over, and... The thing is that today is the day that key turns in that lock. And he said, son of man, can these bones live? And you're going to answer, oh, Lord God, you know. Again, he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you that it may come to life. That Ruach breath they talked about earlier, that's inside of you. It already exists. It already is. And so he says, it is time for you to breathe that life into what looks like a dead situation, into the dead desires, things that have been and come and gone and feels like there's no way of resurrection. And he says, I will put sinews on you. I will make flesh grow back on you. I will cover you with skin and put breath in you that you may come alive and you will know that I am the Lord. And the thing is that they didn't just stand there. They became warriors as well. So the thing is, the legacy that is over you, you have it, you breathe it in, and we release that to you now.
I don't remember your name. I know I've met you, I think, at once with the black jacket and the turtleneck. Yes. Domalee. Okay. I hear the Lord saying that you've been in a season of rest in the last couple of months. The Lord's had you in a very intimate season, a very season of rest and refreshing, that he's been wooing you into the secret place to himself. And he's going to continue to do that, of course. But I also feel like there's a shifting season. I saw that he's given you a car. Now, when I see a car, I don't know if that's a real car coming. If you're getting a real car or shopping for a real car, if you got a new car. But when I see the Lord giving away cars, it's a new vehicle. It's a new way to transport, right? And it's an upgrade, right? So I like went from a Camry to an SUV or whatever. So there's an upgrade for you that's in this season. And so I feel like the Lord is saying that that there's not a rush to move out of this season, because I think what's going to happen is you're going to accelerate even quicker into this next thing, whatever that is, in your life, ministry, work, whatever it is. But there's an accelerant in this upgrade, but there's going to be more work with less effort. He keeps saying this phrase to me. I've prophesied at least 5 or 6 times in the last month. More work with less effort. Like you're going to be able to do more with less effort, because there's other things that you have done. They're going to start kind of coming together. I hope this makes sense to you. But I feel like the upgrade is about to shift right now. But I feel like there's still some pieces the Lord's giving you in this season. So my guess, this is Cindy talking, my guess is like by the end of the year, you're going to feel the shift. But you're like in a season of rest right here. There's a season of rest here for you. So the Lord wants to make sure that you recognize that he's the one doing it, not you. See me smiling?
Yeah.
He's doing it. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. It's his timing for all things, and he wants you to rest and receive. And he'll do all the work. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
So while she was talking, I often see like neon signs over people. And usually it's only one, but there are two over you. I saw both a purple evangelist and a red prophet. I think you're supposed to be up here. The prophet one was flashing very, very brightly and very quickly, and the evangelist one was staying solid lit. So the way I interpret that is that God's going to call you to evangelize through prophecy. That people are going to, you're going to get words from, go out and demonstrate the power of God and invite them into the kingdom through that. So people are going to come to know who Christ is through what you're telling them through the Holy Spirit. So I release that over you, because that's a strong gifting that God has given me. And I release that same gifting over you, and I ask for a quadruple helping of everything that God has ever given to me over you in Jesus' name.
This one is for Cornelius. So when we were in worship earlier, I saw, I'll give you the visual, and then what I was seeing was a crimson butterfly, but it was inverted. So its wings were going down. And as its wings kind of flapped like this, I saw music notes coming out. And I saw what sounded like music in my ears was like leaves of anointing, and there were golden leaves of anointing. And I just see an increase in your anointing from heaven, because you've positioned yourself under the blood and under the cross. And as you're under that covering, he's pouring things into you, and it's going to just be an increase of anointing in the season. So I bless you with an increase of anointing in the seasons, and you're going to eat the fruit of those leaves of that anointing. There's something tangible that you're going to consume in that. And so I just bless you to receive from the Lord in a new way. I'm going to come back to you just real quick. I actually got a word for you months ago, and I felt like I was supposed to hold on to it, but I feel like I'm supposed to release it right now. And I heard the word chameleon, and I heard God say that this is going to be a season where you really need to listen to your discernment, that the enemy has this plan, and he wants to do something, but God said he's given you discernment. And he said you need to listen to it. He said it's really important if you feel a stop, to stop. And I feel really clearly just to tell you, the Lord has extremely good plans coming for you. Like, he has some breakthrough for you that you have been looking for a very, very long time, and the enemy doesn't want it to happen. Well, we all know the enemy is not near as strong as the Lord is, but he's saying he's given you the Holy Spirit discernment and to listen to it. When you hear stop, stop.
I know there's at least two Michaels in the room. Are there any other Michaels in the room? Oh, yeah, that's right, Mike. Okay. I heard Michael, but that's because my brother's name is Michael, and I feel like the Lord is saying over the Mikes and the Michaels or whatever that he's going to start showing himself strong to you. You know, the name Michael actually says, who is like our God? It's a question. I felt that one. So like the Archangel Michael, right, he's the Archangel over war over Israel right now or whatever, but there's battles that you've been in. The Lord said it's finished. The victory is already yours, but I feel like he's equipping you for an upgrade and authority in this season. And that's going to be the thing that comes out of your mouth is, who is like our God? Who is like our God, right? Like, there is no other. That there's just going to be so much goodness. There's going to be so much breakthrough that's going to bubble up out of you. It's like, who is like our God? Like, that's the testimony that's going to come forth out of your mouth, that it's your very being and who you are and your namesake as well. And so I feel like there's a strategy in that for you to press in and to lean in for that. It comes as a part of not just something that you do, but it's your identity. So, Father, I thank you that these are men of authority and that they're men of breakthrough. They live lives of testimony. Their lives testimony. Their life is a testimony of who is like our God. And so I thank you that there is no one like you. There is no one like you, Lord. So I release that over them right now in Jesus' name.
So this morning when we were in prayer, God was bringing a lot of things up, but one of the things he started speaking to me about was dead things. And he started talking to me about Lazarus when Jesus went to the tomb. And he said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Right? We know that he resurrects dead things. He said, but the people had to remove the stone. And what I felt the Lord say is that those of you who you feel like your heart, pieces of your heart are dead because of loss is one, because your children aren't walking with the Lord. I specifically heard that. And just your dreams and hopes have been shattered. You have felt discouragement. And in that, piece of you has died. And I hear the Holy Spirit say he wants to heal that this morning, and he wants to bring you back to life. So if that's you, if you could stand up. You could just do me a favor. And just close your eyes for a moment and let the Holy Spirit show you that tomb. Let him show it to you what it is. And I want you to see the stone that's in front of it. And I want you to remove it. Right now, as you see it, just go up, put your hand on it, and remove it. I just command that spirit of death right now that has tried to grab a hold of those areas. I command it to lift right now in the name of Jesus. I speak Holy Spirit, life, and resurrection over those areas right now in the name of Jesus. I speak hope
right now in the name of Jesus. And I just see God lifting that right now. He's lifting that hopelessness, that depression off of you right now. And he wants you to have hope. He wants you to know that he is the resurrection life, and he is going to bring life back into that. And I feel especially for those of you who have loved ones that aren't walking with the Lord. I really feel the heart of God on that, that he has a promise for you, and his word says that he is faithful. And so know that he is faithful. And also those of you that have lost hopes and dreams and things that you let go and you buried because you said it's never going to happen. And I just hear God saying that, no, he placed that dream inside of your heart. It will not die. In Jesus' name.
I did have somebody come up to me at the end of first service, and they said they heard the Lord say, dream big. So I feel like that goes hand in hand with that word, too. It's like, dream big, but it was like a command. Dream big. I don't know about you, but I can dream really, really big dreams, right? So exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or even imagine. We can imagine big things, right? Amen.
I just want to add on to that, too. Specifically, I felt like when Christy released it during the first service that she was supposed to release it in here, too. And I feel like it is this is an invitation for people to also walk back into a relationship with the Lord. And we had it towards the tail end of worship, but I just felt very strongly the Lord is what I kept hearing is the enemy was trying to convince you that the Lord was disappointed in you. And the Lord's like, no, 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 I've never been disappointed in you. I've actually been disappointed for you because I know the life that I have for you. And the enemy will do anything he can to keep you out. So I don't know if there's anybody in the room. I know we've had a few folks that are telling us that they had family members that are coming back with the Lord. But I just want to encourage you right now, if you're ready to really return back into that place of intimacy with the Lord, is that anybody in the room right now? Okay. And maybe it's somebody that's on the live stream right now. Come here, sweetie. Can y'all just honor this right now? This is a beautiful thing. But we're just going to just declare over you that you are the glory of the Lord. And I know your name's Gloria, but the Lord just says, you are glorious. Hannah. The Lord is pleased with you. The Lord is pleased with you. You are beloved. You've never disappointed him. And I just release right now the peace of God that's beyond your capacity to understand just to wash through your life right now through every memory, through every emotion. I declare peace and wholeness now. And I just declare that you are a daughter in whom the Lord is well pleased. We just put the cloak of righteousness around you. We just put a ring, the signet ring on your hand that says you belong to him. We just put the sandals of the household on your feet. And we just, I see it right now, there's a crown of glory. The crown of glory that's just being put on your head right now in the name of Jesus. I just see specifically right now, he's going into your memory. And there's like emotional memory right now. The way your body is actually stored emotion and memory. And he's just bringing glory over. He's just nothing wasted. Nothing missed out. Everything redeemed. You belong. You belong. You belong.
Healing. I see the systems of your body being healed right now. So we just release over the 12 systems of your body healed. Everything from neurological to digestive, everything to be healed right now in Jesus' name. And we receive you in the name of Jesus. We welcome you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we give you this morning and all that you've done. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the empowering of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, that the blood in your name beats everything. So send us out, Father, to do your bidding, advancing the kingdom one day, one person at a time. We thank you, Father. I just speak a blessing over each one and a fire, a fresh fire over each one, a fresh infilling, Father, with fresh joy, Lord, with fresh vision to move forward in the days coming. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Y'all be blessed.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.